The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show, who investigates the investigators, who watches the watchmen, who teaches the teachers. This seems to be a more pressing question than it's ever been, given the teachers' union's recalcitrance in so many big cities to green light their members' return to teaching. You have recently, we talked about last week, San Francisco teachers demanding lids on all the toilets in order to return. Not kidding. New York City teachers union arguing that they shouldn't return until it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, or whatever their standard is, that those who have been vaccinated cannot still spread the virus. In Los Angeles, the largest LA County teachers union has convinced city officials the schools must not only vaccinate every teacher before reopening the schools, but they must vaccinate every student as well. Of course, the problem being not just that students, because they're young, are at the bottom of the prioritization list, but also because so many of the vaccines that have been green-lighted by the FDA, the vaccines that have, there haven't been clinical trials on preteens. So now you're talking about the fall, 2022. Who teaches the teachers about so many things, and particularly with respect to the challenges the unions present? For more on answering that question, pleased to be joined by Ted Tucker. He's the executive director of the Fund for American Studies High School Programs. Ted, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Dan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, you're the answer to my question, who teaches the teachers? The Fund for American Studies teaches the teachers.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, we run professional development programs for high school teachers throughout the United States. Programs range from week-long residential programs to two-hour virtual workshops. And everything kind of in between. This whole move that we've seen, to the virtual learning environment because of COVID-19 has really forced us to adapt quickly. Before last summer, everything we were doing was done in person. But once most in-person programming, was canceled, we needed to pivot quickly to offer virtual programs. And, it's important for us to meet the teachers where they are to make sure that the message of economic freedom and the economic way of thinking is still being taught to the teachers, who then in turn will be teaching their kids.
And so is the focus on economic literacy for the teachers, so they might pass a little bit of that along to their students, or is it broader than that?
I think it's both. I think that we are really believe in the importance of teaching what we call the economic way of thinking, using the tools of economic analysis to be better decision makers. And in our experience, most high school students aren't going to take, they're going to take either econ in high school, and that's going to be it. They're not going to go on. And so we want to make sure that the teachers are effective in instructing the students with, instructing students with bad economics. We recognize the powerful multiplier effect that one teacher will have. If we can get our materials into the hands of a teacher, they're going to teach on average 26 students, in each of their classes. And so you can really reach a tremendous number of students through teachers.
Absolutely. And when they go through this program, and they come out the other side, What do they say about sort of the experience they had running through your practicum as compared to perhaps, say, for those who were education majors, the sort of instruction in basic economics and the economic way of thinking, as you were describing it, at the collegiate level? You know, they want to be a teacher. They major in education. They go through college. They get out. They get their certificate. They start teaching. How prepared were they coming into the? How prepared do they think they were coming into your program versus how prepared, or how much they changed coming out of it?
You know, that's a great question. And what we have found is that many of the economics teachers in public schools today are teaching economics because they were originally, you know, going to be a social studies teacher. You know, they wanted to teach American history. And when they were in college, they just happened to have taken one or two classes in economics.
Yeah.
And they show up at their school, and the principal, you know, looks down the list of who's teaching next year and goes to the newest teacher and says, "Oh, I see that you've had, an economics class. Guess what? You're teaching economics next fall." And so these teachers are, as you might imagine, partially in a panic going, how do I do that?
I know I can plot a supply and demand curve, but that's about it.
Yeah. And so they immediately start looking for opportunities to, how am I going to be a better instructor? How am I going to teach this? And we're there to offer them, the toolkit that they need. That we have lessons for them that they can take and immediately apply it into the classroom, take it into the classroom. And more importantly, we're an organization that really believes in activity-based learning. And so, they're not only going to get, important instruction on economic content so that they'll be up to speed, the teachers will better understand economics in general, but they're also going to have activities that they can take to their classroom that's really going to make the lesson engaging, interesting, for their students. We use the term internalize. The students are going to leave a lesson and really have that concept internalized, and they're going to remember it.
And it seems to me, when you talk about the economic way of thinking, I have this conversation on my radio programs all the time. COVID policy is a great example. It's not so I can build econometric models. It's so you understand and apply concepts like opportunity cost, or in common parlance, trade-offs, right? If you choose one path, you foreclose another, and you have to make assessments here. And how do you do that? Cost-benefit analysis and sort of basic concepts like that that have greater applicability.
Yeah, exactly. We really want to take the math out of economics, at least at the high school level, because these students, as I said, they're not going to take economics again, or most of them won't. And so, but if they have these economic reasoning principles, the ones you've just stated, we think they're going to be better decision makers. If the students go into leadership roles, especially like becoming public, elected public officials, we're hoping that they're going to understand what you just said, the idea that choices impose costs. And so we want to make sure that both voters and citizen or public officials really understand that.
He is Ted Tucker. He is the executive director of the Fund for American Studies High School Programs. You can get more information at TFAS.org, Fund for American Studies, TFAS.org. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brought to you by the Fund for American Studies. The Fund for American Studies is an educational nonprofit that is changing the world by developing leaders for a free society, offering transformational programs that teach the principles of limited government, free market economics, and honorable leadership to students and young professionals in America and around the world. Download a free ebook to learn how you can become a champion for liberty at teachingfreedom.org. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding.
Exposing political fakers, fixers, and takers. He's Dan Proft, and this is The Dan Proft Show.